Saanich Police Chief Dean Duthie and his executive team had a sobering moment after a recent visit to the Bank of Montreal on Shelburne Street, where two armed bank robbers were shot and killed and six officers were wounded in June. The team spoke with the bank manager, checking in on staff who are still processing the trauma of the violent robbery and hostage taking. "When we finished our visit and walked out into the parking lot, we became flooded with emotion," said Duthie at a news conference Wednesday with Victoria Police Chief Delmanic, after an independent investigations office report on the bank robbery was released. "We were not there on June 28, at 11:02 a.m. in the morning, but know that our officers, VICPD officers, officers of other integrated teams and agencies, paramedics, firefighters, bank staff, customers and members of the public were there that day and have real, vivid memories of those tragic moments. The IIO cleared police of any wrongdoing in the shooting deaths of the bank robbers, Matthew and Isaac Ochterloin, 22-year-old brothers from Shawinigan Lake, finding officers were justified in their use of lethal force. A second investigation by the Vancouver Island Integrated Major Crime Unit is ongoing, and will look into the actions of the bank robbers, their motives and weaponry and whether they committed other robberies. Duthie said he does not believe the incident could have been resolved without gunfire, given the robbers' use of semi-automatic weapons and the way they were dressed in body armor. "I couldn't imagine a response being done more quickly or more efficiently," he said. Duthie said he hopes the IIO report will help bring closure to those involved. "That day, lives were saved, and although the physical, mental, psychological and emotional harm was suffered and continues to be processed, we are slowly but surely moving forward small steps at a time." Over the past 6 months, the department has improved employee health and wellness programs, initiatives and services, said Duthie. "We are absolutely still healing and recovering as we live through some good days and push through some darker days." Three Saanich officers were wounded that day. One has returned to work. The others are still recovering and their journey is expected to be a long one, said Duthie. Manic said the bank robbery was one of the most challenging incidents an officer could ever expect to face in their career. "Their actions and the actions of everyone on the scene that day showed the highest level of bravery and sacrifice," said Manic. Three Victoria police officers, all members of the emergency response team, were wounded. Two are still recovering. One has returned to work, said Manic. More than 50 Victoria police officers and staff were involved in the incident, either on the scene or supporting the follow-up response, he said. "The physical and emotional impact of this event on these incredible people cannot be underestimated. While our communities start to recover and heal, I also want to recognize the physical and emotional toll it has taken on our staff and their families," said Manic. L. Dixon at TimesColumnist.com.